the sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story.
All right. We're back with Robert Booty, and let me
clarify that statement
about
Syria and Iraq. So the covenant, we see, because we don't have Christian consciousness that allow us to understand the sovereignty of God, the sovereignty of our Lord Jesus Christ, we don't understand that. We can't even read the Bible correctly as a form of literature. So when in the covenant it says, if you marry over them, in other, if you marry over my daughters, if you get wives other than my daughters, I'm coming after you. If you abuse them, abuse the children, and abuse your flock, I'm coming after you. Because everything he has was from his uncle. But look at Jacob when he went down there and he met Esau. Esau was coming to destroy him. And I gave that analysis before, but I'll give it now. It says how Jacob put the herds and the shepherds first in front of Esau, and then the children and the women after, and he lurked behind, he and his men. It's exactly the same order we gave up the birthright. We gave the herds and the shepherds, industry, agriculture, everything to them, and then we gave the children and the women to them. The state owned the wife, and the man is only a stud here in this society, okay? And he either paying life support or child support or alimony. That's all he has. And then he's lurking behind. And look at the blasphemy that he says, I see in your face the face of God. Can you imagine a man who is supposed to be converted on the way tell his arch enemy, his brother, who want to kill him, I see your face, the face of God? We are doing the same thing here. Who is the one who is standing in the place of God? He is standing in the temple of God, the very same Esau. So Uncle Laban, in a greater sense, Nebuchadnezzar, comes in, despite all the politics and the arrangements and the betrayal, and look at Jeremiah. He said, submit to him. Jeremiah said, submit to the king of Babylon. If you don't, you're going to perish. And they did perish because they did not submit. Why? Because Nebuchadnezzar was greater Laban. According to God's design, he is a disciplinarian. And the exile was nothing more than a disciplinary action where Israel was preserved. They didn't come back, go back to Palestine. Only a small remnant of Judah in the second captivity. But the 10 tribes flourished in Assyria, flourished, and from there they went westward and colonized Europe. Europe right. Was in the Ice Age.
We got to take a break here, and we'll be right back. And folks, if you want to help keep this truth getting out, you can make a donation or subscribe to the Free American at 888-678-1444 after the show. We'll be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes I think life is just a rodeo. All right. Yeah.
The trick is to ride.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
So, the disciplinarian, as the Apostle Paul tells us, as long as the heir who is childish, he is under custodians and governors and disciplinarians and tormentors, if you will, according to our Lord in the parable. Okay? Now, the succession of the empire meant succession of the function of the disciplinarian. When Rome became the empire, they took the role of Nebuchadnezzar. And you know, when Israel went in idolatry at home, and they were oppressive, and they did not free their servants, they did not treat the people right, like they are not doing it now, okay? The Roman armies, as the Lord promised those Pharisees, they sentenced themselves, and they pronounced the sentence themselves on themselves. He said that, what do you think the king will do to those wicked men who mistreated his servants and then killed his son? He will send his armies, destroy these wicked men, and burn their cities. And when they realized they were talking about themselves, and it was 40 years later, the Roman army came and destroyed Jerusalem and totally ended sacrilege that was called the abomination of desolation. It's the same thing today.
It's kind of interesting. The Quran, in 9-11 of the Quran, it says, "For it is written that a son of Arabia would awaken a fearsome eagle, and that the wrath of the eagle would be felt throughout the lands of Allah, And lo, while some of the people trembled in despair, still more rejoiced, for the wrath of the eagle cleansed the land of Allah.
Amen. Isn't that great?
Yep. And but the Mesopotamia, that means between two rivers, and more exactly between the Tigris and the Euphrates. So the names used in the Bible for Iraq are Babylon, the land of Shinar, and Mesopotamia.
Yes. You look at it as a geography of both Iraq, Kuwait, upper Saudi Arabia, Jordan, all the way to Egypt, and all Turkey. That was Syria. That was Syria. Aram, the son of Eber, remember, in Genesis 10? We have the genealogy of the Arab nations and also of their brother, the Syrian nation. Aram was distinguished from the rest of them because he said, blessed be the God of Shem. The God of Shem and Aram and Aramaic, the Syrian language that survived the Arab occupation for thousands of years. Thousand years, Syria spoke Aramaic. Only after the Crusaders, Syria embraced Arabic.
All right. We're getting a little bit of feedback there from the control room. If you're you have your microphone on, dear, whoever you're talking to, kind of drowning us out here.
Okay.
We can still hear you in the background there, dear.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering.
Yeah. We've got you've got your mic open in the control room, dear. Can you do something about that so we don't hear what you're doing on Sunday?
Today is Monday.
Yeah, I think she was talking about next week or something. Yeah. Or I don't know exactly what's going on there. Excuse me here. Control room, board operator, your microphone is open. Board operator, close your microphone. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, chap.
So the jurisdiction of Laban via Nebuchadnezzar and via Rome and on scattered jurisdiction throughout the Western nation remained the same because it is attached to the very sovereignty of God. He is administering the kingdom by allowing us to reap what we have sown, either by omission or commission. So let us really tell the people the truth. The church has not created in the people a Christian consciousness where it becomes a taboo, a forbidden, a no-no to go to in political campaigns and wars against your brothers and your neighbors and destroying the Word of God and our life. There is no Christian consciousness. Where is the Christian consciousness that demands that I go to war for someone who wants to collect, to make money? I become a mercenary for the bankers?
Well, we certainly have.
Now tell me, a she-bear will not let you touch her cub as long as she is alive. But how come our mothers are allowing their children to go to the to Molech, to fire? And that's what the Lord says. Do not offer your children to Molech, to fire, to the war. Now, if our mothers would say no to the politicians, at least they would scratch their head and say, okay, let's think of something else to do, okay? But imagine. The sign of the Antichrist in the prophecy of Daniel is that he will destroy the desire of women. What is the desire of woman? Is to see her children prosper and live. That's the most important desire. Not a climax, not a sexual thing, but to see the product of that climax, that her children prosper and build families and future. And when they offer instead their children to Molech, that dream is completely amputated, destroyed. Think about that.
What, you know, I've been working for 10 years trying to get to the truth about what's happening in America, trying to divine what we have in store for us, and everything that I've feared, everything I've predicted over the last 10 years, Robert, is taking place now.
I wrote my dissertation 26 years ago about the very thing you're talking about terrorism. And about who is behind it, and how they're going to utilize it, and how they're going to campaign for it, and how they're going to respond to it. It took me a whole year to defend my thesis, okay? Well, now is a fact. But the point here, we need to feed the people the truth that is not dialectical. The truth that is that makes them feel their responsibility in this great avalanche of evil. They are responsible. And when we put our responsible people together, I guarantee you by the grace of God, that we will go there like we suggested, and we give them the final warning. We give them the final warning, shape up or ship out. But we can't do that unless we adhere to the founding father's spirit, which he says, for the support of this declaration with firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Guarantee you, when this trinity, our triunity, appears in our communication, it will be done.
Well, I hope so. I put out a bulletin. Yesterday to the on my internet list, and I don't have a lot of people on that list. I say, but it went like this. I am Clay Douglas. I've been in the battle for 12 years. I helped start the militia in New Mexico that Jim Strode took over and ran so ably. I published a Free American from my little town of Bingham until Bush's grand wiretapping scheme that we just talked about earlier allowed the NSA to tap into my cell phone and arrange an accident that cost me my family, almost cost me my life. A few months ago, I got the Free American restarted with a little help and a few donations from former subscribers. The issue below is available for view online. Each issue will carry Ron Paul's ad and provide you with a tool to inform your family and neighbors about the truth and the danger of the direction as we as a country are headed. I've restored national distribution through Ingram Periodicals, but I need help to cover the cost of promotion. I need advertisers who are not afraid to stand up for our Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
With the North American Union and the pending switch to the Amero, it is clear they intend to crash our dollar and our economy very soon and offer you the Amero in exchange for those soon-to-be-worthless FRNs at a rate probably below that of the peso.
Well, they're not worthless. I mean, they're worthless already. I mean, what do you think? The dollar is 3 cents compared to the 1935.
That's right. And Ron Paul's the only one up there running for it that's talking about it. I also say that the illegals here are responsible for over 50,000 American deaths since 9/11, and the detention camps built by Cheney's Halliburton with $350 million of our tax dollars are not for illegals. If you read the Senate and House bills 1955 and 1959 creating a crime for protesting the mergers of government or the illegal war on Iraq. And if you just go to freeamerican.com for visual confirmation on the films that I've got up there for everything I've just said.
But Clay, is it reasonable for us to only protest? I mean, protesting is illegal, but we're not called to protest when the danger.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, we're back. And the push is on too, folks, to silence whistleblowers. A civilian U.S. Coast Guard employee was placed on paid administrative leave, threatened with a criminal investigation, and confronted by guards at gunpoints in retaliation for disclosing information embarrassing to the Service Troubled Fleet Replacement Program. Anthony D'Armentio, a former Northrop Grumman Systems engineer working for the Coast Guard Acquisitions Department, asked the Bush administration to appoint an independent inspector general to investigate his allegations against staff members of Richard L. Skinner, inspector general of the Department of Homeland Security. D'Armentio's attorney called her actions an egregious act of intimidation and excessive force against a government whistleblower. Mm-hmm. He was placed on leave October 1st and told to cooperate with Coast Guard investigators or face criminal prosecution, said Deborah S. Katz, his attorney, in a letter to Skinner and the White House. D'Armentio cooperated, but after he was told he could retrieve his office and home computers from Skinner's office in Roslyn, they attempted to question him. When he refused to answer, three guards appeared and one pointed a gun at his chest and denied him his equipment and threatened him with arrest if he returned. This is just another one incident in an aggressively growing police state here.
Yeah.
And I've I've asked for help. I put a call out for help, Robert, for the Free American, because and this is the way I put it, the Free American is the tool I put together to counter mainstream control of the news and propaganda. And so I'm asking for your help, your advertising, your donations, and your help in distributing it and getting subscriptions to get it out every month again.
Yeah.
I have help here in my office. I have a mobile office to do events and make meetings if I have the money for gas and campgrounds and to keep my lights and phones on. I'm broadcasting here for 2 hours every morning. And the January issue is ready to go to print if I get a few long-term advertisers to cover expanded printing. I'm currently putting out 10,000 copies. So I've asked everybody to forward this to your list. Let me hear from you. I know times are tight because that is part of the plan to bring down America and destroy our righteousness and religion and replace it with one world government.
I may say that we have passed the stage of protest. We shouldn't go to the gravesite 2-3 weeks later, you know, and mourn and eulogize the deceased. We are right now at the crossroad.
Between a republic and one world government, one world religion, one world banking, and that religion is not true Christianity.
Well, it's not any religion. It's communism is religion. Communism is the very denial of God and is religion. Judaism is a denial of Jesus Christ. God is a religion. Islam is a religion. Everybody has his own idea is a religion. What makes religion and politics together so dangerous is when it compels action that's contrary to the basic law of humanity, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Okay? That's the basic law of humanity.
I call the Free American the voice of liberty because, I agree with you that the time for protest is past, but we do have people out there.
Yeah, we need to reach the various echelons of society, but we need to get together. Those who are supposedly in the know, get together, form that Founding Fathers Committee. And go into the halls of the government and give them the final warning. Let us write what God said on the wall. The writing on the wall should be visible to people, okay?
Yeah, speaking of the writing on the walls here, Robert Fisk, in an article, says 2,000-year-old Sumerian cities torn apart and plundered by robbers, the very walls of the mighty Ur of the Chaldees, cracking under the strain of massive troop movements, privatization of looting as landlords buy up the remaining sites of ancient Mesopotamia to strip them of their artifacts and their wealth, and the near destruction of Iraq's historic past, the very cradle of human civilization,
yes,
has emerged as one of the most shameful symbols of our disastrous.
Ask Billy Graham, ask Jerry Falwell, the one that just died, or Pat Robertson, or all these gurus, John Hagee, and all these gurus, ask them, what do they understand when they go to the Old Testament without Jesus? Without Jesus, they say, Iraq must not be left inhabited. And that's what George Bush Sr. went about in his first attempt in Gulf War I and the second one. They want to empty the place and make it into a giant cosmic petroleum industry centers, and the Israelis would control drop by drop to anybody in the world who needs that form of energy.
We don't even need that form of energy. I'll tell you why in a moment. And if we do, we don't need to get it from Iraq. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
With Robert Booty.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
We're back, and my guest is Robert Booty today. Robert, I agree with you that protesting does very little, and they just don't want us protesting now. But
it's counterproductive.
What's that?
It's counterproductive because protest is the first stage of declaring discontent and disagreement with your public servant. In other words, you tell your, if you see him doing something wrong in the yard, say, hey, stop. But now, he dug a tunnel under your house, and the house is tilting and ready to go through the flood. Can you say stop then? Is the saying stop going to do anything?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
Then what are your recommendations for what we can do? And by the way, we don't need Iraqi oil. We don't need Saudi Arabian oil.
Yeah, we don't need it right now.
We have more oil in this country, in Colorado, than any of these people. Any of them.
Yeah, true.
Any of these countries.
But don't forget what late King Faisal said to Eisenhower and later on. to Kennedy, he said, you could have the last drop of our oil if you guarantee our independence as you guarantee the others' independence. And you could have it for 5 cents a gallon. Saddam Hussein himself, I mean, when he was in power, the people paid 5 cents a gallon in Iraq. And here we're paying $4. Look, it's not that we don't need it, but it's as a gesture of common humanity and hospitality, and of course we're responsible for building their modern state. They want to give. They are generous people. They're not like us here. They count everything by the penny.
They just don't want to be treated like the Palestinians are being.
Yeah, they don't want to be treated like trash. And like the Indians, they know that, the history of the American government. They never honored any treaty. Here, Syria, even Israel testifies that Syria never broke a promise. Syria never crossed the red line. Syria never broke a treaty or a commitment with them or anybody else. How could you negotiate? It's totally incompatible between America, the government of America, and the Syrian government. Here, we know nothing about honesty and integrity and keeping our covenant, and there they do. How could you negotiate with people who are like that? Could you sit down at a table with somebody who has a gun under the table ready to fire and any time you make a gesture of disagreement?
No, and that's what we're doing. That's exactly what we've been doing.
Our army has become that treacherous mechanism to destroy our friends.
And Ron Paul is talking about our inflation, about the what the Federal Reserve is doing to our country, and there are people coming forth now that are saying that should be in the know, that are saying that they are the big corporations are considering having him assassinated. Ron Paul has said that the most sinister of all taxes is the inflation tax, and it's the most regressive. It hits the poor and the middle class. When you destroy a currency by creating money out of thin air to pay the bills, the value of the dollar goes down, and people get hit with a higher cost of living. It's
yeah.
the middle class is being wiped out, and
through Clay. But let me say this with all due respect, and I appreciate his stature and respect his office and what he's doing. But there is something he needs to polish in his approach. They're not afraid of him. They're not afraid of me or you. They care less about. In fact, they are using him and me and you indirectly to flush out people who are far more potent than you and I combined. You know, that's what I mean. But his approach is a little bit too rash. If it was left to the American system or the Christians in America, the world would have starved to death. The American people would have starved to death. Because we are so rigidly individualistic. And yet, coining money or printing money out of thin air is not a damage intrinsically to the value of the dollar if the government does not spend that money on the wrong cause. How could they, after depression of the 35... 29 to, you know, the 30s, the Depression. How could they claim that they didn't have enough money to subsidize the farmers and the industry and the housing and all that? And all of a sudden, when they start retooling for war, all the money in the world was at their disposal. How come? Why didn't we ask the question?
Well, Paul says that America... I was in the midst of a currency crisis because it is spent well beyond its means, attempting to maintain an empire, but that didn't mean the American people should sacrifice their living standards to foot the bill. He said, I think it's absolutely unnecessary to sacrifice. We want to give people more freedom, more chance to spend their own money. We can cut it, we can cut by looking at our foreign policy. We maintain an empire which we can't afford. We have 700 bases overseas. We are in 130 countries. We cut there, and then we have a better defense of this country, and the people get that money and get to spend it here at home. And by the way, he just raised quite a few million dollars.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Hey, yes.
But I hope he had on his staff some wise men that will help steer his campaign away from the rocks that are invisible right now.
Well, we certainly hope so.
I can offer my help.
They've raised over a half a million in the first hour, so that is happening.
Let it be the fact that I offer my help and whatever I have been taught throughout the ages to say the right thing at the right time.
They raised over $6 million yesterday.
Wonderful.
Midnight. So hopefully they'll use that wisely, and Ron Paul has been doing that.
Yeah. Well,
Clay, you have a caller.
All right.
Bill in Idaho.
Okay. Bill in Idaho. How are you, sir? Welcome to the Free American Hour.
Well, obviously not as well as thee, but only prayerful that it would come so that, you know, you would be made whole and that your damages from these Nazis would be recompensed. I would only mention that by virtue of the fact that they would have Pastor on Bishop last week, Sunday, and the response from the Republic Broadcasting Group was commendable, if not unanimous, and yet this very Sunday, a week later, they would have the Christic Institute on making Kucinich's claim for recompense, restitution, and reunification according to the Third World South African model of the boards. And I find it very interesting that the Catholic Church, directly involved in what occurred with the Christic Institute, and I felt that your audience should understand that in relation to the situation that you're talking about. It is highly, highly relevant to their well-being to get this message on some sort of recorded disc and get it to all of the church, because as your guest has mentioned, all of the church is the target.
Robert, do you... I'm not sure what exactly... I did not hear the shows that you're talking about, so I don't really know exactly what you're mentioning here.
I was hoping that it would be relevant to your guest and the audience to understand that if Pastor was on Republic Broadcasting last week, a Sunday night, and was rebuffed, I think it's even more relevant considering your discussion presently and how very, very important it is to immediately get your message to a very sleepy church that believes that they believe, and that is the end of their duty.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, thank you for your call.
Sure.
All right.
I barely heard any, I heard words, but I couldn't make out what he was saying.
He was talking about something about a Christic Institute and the Catholic Church and trying to get our message out about the church, that you're, what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when the church has been deceived so much and taken over, I mean, the whole Judeo-Christian...
heresy.
Heresy?
There's no such thing. It's just like voluntary compliance. How could you volunteer to be compelled?
It's we've got the most voluntary, we've got the most successful voluntary tax code out there, you know.
Yeah, well, the Judeo-Christian. How could that be?
So how do we do this, Robert? I mean, how can we stand up against this? You say protesting isn't the way, and our churches have been deceived. I mean, we've got pastors up there preaching to a pulpit, and he doesn't have any concept of what's really going on, as you do.
They're not preaching the gospel. They're preaching the marginal benefits of the gospel, just like the Lord said to those who followed him, you know, those masses. He said, you're not coming after me because you heard the word of God and to be converted, because you are following me only because you were fed with this good bread, and that's it. So they paint the picture of God as a benevolent, the one who feed us and create all these benefits for us, and we go to church to hear more assurance that we are going to be sustained in our wrong living here. But do we hear the kingdom message? Do we hear that Christ is the king? Do we hear that he is sovereign? Do we hear that he employs tormentors and governors and stewards and disciplinarians and executioners, if you will, because we disobey and turn our back against him? They don't hear that. They don't hear that. They don't hear responsibility toward our forefathers to maintain the investment of their independence that they suffered so much to guarantee for us. No, they don't hear that. They don't. These preachers don't instill consciousness, Christian consciousness, in their hearers. This is the reason why America, the kingdom of God, can you imagine? Let me say this. What no eye had seen, nor ear had heard, or entered the imagination of men, what God had prepared for them that loved him, had become reality in America, and yet we turned it around and gave it to the dogs, hoping for the streets of gold up high in the sky, go to heaven and talk about going to heaven instead of maintaining heaven here on earth. Why do you go to the streets of gold, slippery? How could you live in a place like that? It doesn't mean that we're going there. It means that the streets of gold where the saints trod on materialism, that means they are not bought or sold. That means they are not bribed. They are not interested in material things. They are not following, certainly, Christ for to eat and drink, if the kingdom of God is not drink and meat, but joy, righteousness, and peace in the Holy Spirit.
All right, so let me play this little clip here from Congressman Wexler. He's calling for the impeachment of Dick Cheney and Bush, I would imagine. But listen to this.
I'm Congressman Robert Wexler. It is the duty of Congress to investigate the actions of Vice President Cheney and the Bush administration. Our Constitution mandates that the House of Representatives hold vice presidents and presidents accountable when they commit high crimes.
That's Congressman Wexler. So,
namely, war and peace, safeguarding the civil liberties of Americans, and protecting the safety of our covert agents. It is Congress's constitutional role to inquire, to determine the truth. It is time for the House Judiciary Committee to to hold impeachment hearings for Vice President Cheney. We have an obligation to ask questions to determine whether, in fact, the Vice President purposefully manipulated.
They need to find out whether the Vice President ordered the Air Force to stand down so those planes could be flown into the 9/11. I mean, at least we've got a few congressmen in there, Congressman Ron Paul, Congressman Wexler, that are aware of the extent of the treachery in the in our own administration.
But let me say this, Brother Clay. The whole adherence to the letter of the Constitution, the mechanism, without the platform, is like, and allow me with all due respect to the congressman and his office and his function in this great country, is like a dog barking on a thread.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Just a
All right, folks. That was my interview with Pastor Robert Booty. And again, let me tell you, today I need to get some calls. I need some donations. I need some advertising. If you're Free Americans been going for 12 years, and we've been right at the top of the heap telling you the truth. But today, my number is 888-678-1444. And you can go to freeamerican.com. You can watch the films there. The danger to Americans and to our way of life is greater today than ever before. Ever. What's happened in Germany with 18,000 people being arrested last year for hate crimes? For making a statement, for questioning the government lines, that's coming to America. We've got one tool. Well, we've got several tools. Republic Broadcasting is one of them. Free American is another. Some people don't have the internet. Some people listen on shortwave, and they are being misled. And if we don't understand the dangers here, what this 1959 is doing, 1955, homegrown terrorism, if you are standing up, what's happening in Germany with 18,000 people being charged with hate crimes, not that they've done anything wrong, not that they've threatened violence, they've simply questioned the Jewish-run German government's positions and statements. It's a lack of free speech. And it's, right now, story I did earlier, the government has been collecting the phone records of thousands of Americans and others inside the United States. And Bush is trying to pass legislation to get Congress to give immunity to these telephone companies. You want that to happen? The number is 888-678-1444. Make a donation. Go to the website, freeamerican.com.
With recent